Welcome to Monday Morning Moments. I'm Mike Van Hooser. Today we're talking about presence and process. We've been focusing on those two words because I feel like those two words summarize all of the things that are important in peak performance and a lot of the things that I do in working with athletes at the high school, college, and professional level, as well as with business leaders and other people in other areas of life as well. Presence, how you show up, and process, how you bring your best to the moment. And today I wanted to talk about four ways that we can prepare to have the right presence in the moment that we're preparing for. And I'm going to relate it to sports, but it relates to any area of life. And again, as I mentioned on the first podcast, I don't think people give enough time and attention and preparation to thinking about how you want to show up and how they want to show up to an event, to a competition. And the best athletes that I've worked with and the greatest athletes who accomplish the most and maximize their potential prepare on how they're going to show up. They prepare their presence. So I want to give you four keys to that, and we'll jump right into that. And I think the first thing is thinking about how you want to show up. So putting some time and thinking about that, not waiting till the moment happens to decide, how am I going to show up? You know, how do I want to be present today? What is my presence today? I think sometimes we can get in the moment and we get to the event, we get to the match, we get to the practice even, not just even in the games, and we're here and then we think about, well, what do we want to do today? Or what's our mindset for the day? What's our presence going to be? And the best athletes think about that in advance. They don't allow the moment to decide how they're going to be present or what their presence is going to be. They decide in advance. And it's important to think about that. Do you want to be athletic? Do you want to be aggressive? Do you want to have energy and effort today? Are you going to lead? Are you going to serve well other people? So thinking about your presence and thinking about that is very important in advance of a key practice, a key client meeting, a key game. And that's the first step. I think the second step is to identify your theme. And we often talk about that with our athletes. What's your theme for the day? And the theme might be something like be aggressive or energy and effort or be athletic, be a leader. Those are all examples of what a theme might look like. I tend to like a 2-3 word phrase that defines your theme and has a lot of depth to it as well. So when you simplify that for game day or summarize that into a 2-3 word theme, there's a lot of depth to what that's going to look like. And we'll get to the next step because we'll further define what that theme looks like. But making sure that you identify your theme is really important. And that's, you know, your theme for the day and how you're going to show up. The third step is to define what that theme looks like in action, because, you know, a certain theme could be different for different people. Be aggressive might be different for one person than it is for another. I was having a conversation with one of the tennis teams that I'm working with, and one of the players and leaders on the team mentioned that, and it's a great point that be aggressive for her could look different than be aggressive for somebody else. And so thinking about that theme, defining what does that look like in action, and I would encourage you to write down 3 or 4 things about what that theme looks like. If you're thinking about being a servant leader today, what does that look like? Because for some people, that may be with their words and encouraging and, you know, asking the right questions. For another, it might be serving and doing things and actions, you know, lead to service. And so ultimately, you've got to define what does that look like in practice, and it can't just be some lofty phrase or theme that you don't know what that means, and it sounds good, but you don't know how to put that in practice. It's important when we identify our theme to define what does that look like in action and spend time before the moment to write down what that looks like, reflect on that, and then when you say the theme, it's going to take root in your life and it's going to take action in your life because you're going to know exactly what that means and how you do that, and that affects your presence. And then the fourth thing is be present in your presence. Be present in your presence. So what does that mean? That means to do it, to say it, to feel it, to trust it, and to do it. And so I like people saying their theme, you know, talking to themselves. And if you want to say that out loud, do it. I saw a great video recently of Aaron Donald, who just retired and is going to be great Hall of Fame defensive tackle. He had an incredible career with the Rams, and he was talking to himself. And often we talk about self-talk and not listening to yourself, but talking to yourself. And he was mic'd up before the game, and he just kept repeating over, "Be great today, Aaron. Be great. Come on, man, let's go. It's time to go. Be great." And he was talking to himself, and that was the theme that he had for his life. And I'm sure he was visualizing what that looked like in practice, because he had thought about the presence, how he wanted to show up. And then when he took the field, he was saying that theme. He was feeling it. He was trusting it. And then most of the time, he was going out and doing that in the games. So think about those things this week as you think about presence and how you want to show up. Make sure that you're thinking about how you want to show up, that you're identifying a theme that takes root in your life. You're defining what that looks like in action, and then you're being present in that so that your impact and your imprint can be felt, not only on the game, match, client meeting, whatever you're doing, but also in the lives of other people, so that they can pursue greatness in their lives as well. And as always, let's make the most of the moments in our life.